How do you say that?
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 Hello, 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 hello. And welcome to How Do You Say That for the very first time in front of a studio audience. Because we are as live from the recent One Voice 2025. This is my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello. And this, of course, is my co-host, Mark Rice.
And that's our studio audience. Well, if you're new to the podcast, this is what it's all about. Every week we set out to prove there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways.
But how do we do that? By inviting a special guest onto the show.
Whoa, 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 Sam. This week, we've got two special guests on the show, and we'll meet them in a second. Ooh. But first, a very quick true or false. Sam, I have two satellite dishes on the side of my house. True or false? Two.
I reckon you've got more than two.
Heavens.
I'll go four. No, I think it's false. I don't think you've got two on the side of your house at all.
Oh, she's right. I've only got one. I've only got one.
There you go. So my true or false is I don't like champagne. Oh. True or false?
Well, I have to say the studio audience is primed with Prosecco, so, and I can't remember if you were drinking any of that. I think you probably don't like champagne.
No, you're right, I don't like champagne.
I think it's a bit dry. It's a bit dry for me
as well. I just don't like it.
But enough of that. Let's welcome our special guest, voice actors Nikki Mills and Jess Lambert. Hello! So, Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Nikki and Jess, shall we?
Okay, so Nikki is a multi-award-nominated British Welsh voice actor with a warm, friendly tone and a flair for character work with over 30 years... Really? With over 30 years in the performing arts behind her, she has made the leap into voiceover in 2021 and hasn't looked back since. She's voiced for major brands like Procter & Gamble, Amazon and M&S, plus a whole host of major charities. Nikki is also mumager to her three talented little boys, with her eldest, George, winning a Vox Award in 2024.
Very impressive. Now, Jess Lambert is a voiceover actress and singer. She's multilingual and fluent in English, French and Polish, with a bit of Spanish and Russian on the side. That's too much for anyone, isn't it? She specialises in video games and narration. Most recently, you can hear her in the 100-line Last Defence Academy. She's due to release her collaborative single, Look At Me, this year, followed by Tiny Moth EP, and will be starring as Amelia Gavro in the award-nominated audio drama series Partial Veil, Season 2. On top of singing, screaming, voiceovering and being a mum, Jess works as a production manager at OM UK. So, Nikki and Jess. Nikki first, come up here. Nikki, what's your fun fact, please?
My fun fact is I used to be a secondary school drama and music teacher. And I was in my early 20s, our leading man for our school production of Fiddler on the Roof got the squits on the opening night.
Oh, no.
So I was hauled in at about lunchtime to be told that I would be going on that evening as Tevye.
Wow.
So I had to learn the script. Well, obviously I'd been doing it with the kids, but I had to learn the script, have a costume made and a beard fitted, and literally go on as Tevye.
If I were a rich man.
Amazing. I mean, that is a fun fact. So, Jess, come tell us your fun fact, would you? Oh, look, she's being all coy about it. I think this might be good.
I can't beat this. That was good. No, so on top of...
A little bit closer, if you don't mind.
Yes. I am a bit weirdly built, so on top of being able to do these things with my... double-jointed...
She's basically double-jointing her thumbs for the people listening.
I have something that I have just naturally called my double ankles. I literally have two ankles here and on the other side. Total of four instead of two in this case.
Does that mean you can run upstairs faster?
No, it means that I hurt quite a bit.
Oh.
But you can see that there's two little things like this, and it's just been that like that all my life.
Well, on that quadruple jointed note, let's have a look at today's scripts and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
Okay, so now we are going to veer slightly away from the usual format.
Ooh.
We only have two guest scripts today.
Okay.
So we don't have anything from us. And our studio audience will be deciding which script Mark and I read.
Sounds like a bad idea, Sam.
Yes. So, Nikki, tell us a bit about your script.
So you might not think it when you first hear or see this script, but it's actually an e-learning script. And it's for a drug awareness and support service, which happens to be based in South Wales. That may or may not have a bearing on how you might like to deliver it. Probably not. To make it nice and fun, it's all in verse.
Yes, I did notice it was a poem. That doesn't help at all. Now, can we talk about some pronunciations?
Yes.
Just for whoever does it, whether it's Sam or for me. Is that pregablin?
Pregablin.
Say again.
Pregablin.
Pregablin, okay. And it's Cumbran.
Cumbran.
Cumbran, I know that one.
Cumbran.
Oh, God. Cumbran. Okay. Right, okay. So, studio audience, this is your first bit of real participation. You get to decide whether Sam or I should go first on Nikki's script. Could you yell out in a moment after I go 1, 2, 3, could you yell out either the word Sam or the word Mark? And let's see what we get. 1, 2, 3.
Sam!
I think the marks. I think the marks had it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, Nikki? Marks had it.
You think? Oh.
Yeah. Mark definitely.
Do you think they got the idea that I didn't want to do this script? It's like, oh my God. All right. So I'll go first. Whew. Okay. It is all in rhyme. It's all in rhyme. This gang. It's like okay. And I also haven't read it more than once before we came and did this, which now feels like a big mistake. Right. Okay. Pregablin. Pregablin. I went to the doctor's surgery because I needed more pregablin. But her behind reception says, I'm sorry, lovely, but you ain't having them. But I've used up all my packet. The things didn't go to plan. So I had to borrow some off my auntie from Cumbran. But her behind reception says, the doctor's cut your script in half. She thinks you are misusing them. Doctor thinks you're having a laugh. I need them for my nerves, I do. It's not like I've got an addiction. Just tell the doctor, will you please, that I need my cowin prescription. Well, I managed to get through it, at least.
Any thoughts?
You did really well on the pronunciation.
There's a but coming here.
I would have liked to have heard some differences between the characters within it.
Fair.
That would have been my... Fair. But lovely rhythm going on there.
You see, I thought I lost rhythm about halfway through. That's what I was most panicking about, to actually get to the end.
Oh, right. Okay, Jess, what did you think?
Can't hear you from back there.
Sorry, yes. I liked it, but I did think it was just a tiny bit too quick.
Yeah, well, that's my problem all over, isn't it? Stop it, stop it. Good Lord.
But I did really like it. It was good.
Okay, so slightly slower, Sam.
So I'm with Nikki. I think that I thought you were going to do a big character.
Yeah.
So I was sort of surprised that it was Mark. But I have to say that I think I'd have been the same. I'd have been so worried about the actual pronunciations that
agreed.
I think I would have.
Yeah. Agreed. Ooh. Okay, so before Nikki shows us what she did with it, Jess, you get to go.
Oh, great.
So, Jess... Ooh, this is going to be good.
Oh, is it? Okay, let's see. Okay. I went to the doctor's surgery because I needed more pregabalin. But her behind reception says, I'm sorry, lovely, but you ain't having them. But I've used up all my packet. Things didn't go to plan. So I had to borrow some off my auntie from Cumbran. But her behind reception says, the doctor's cut your script in half. She thinks you're misusing them. Doctor thinks you're having a laugh. I need them for my nerves, I do. It's not like I've got an addiction. Just tell the doctor, will you please, that I need my cowing prescription.
Nice. You fell over the same line I did.
I did, yes.
It's actually a really... You'll see it. We've put the scripts in the show notes. You will be able to see just how difficult that line is, I think.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Nikki, what did you think?
Oh my God, the tone of your voice is so rich. You've got such a lovely husk to your voice.
She really has,
I really
she?
Love yeah. it. And I liked your little attempt at a character. But it would have been nice to have that the first time as well.
Yes.
Would be my only note.
Absolutely.
But I did like it when suddenly that little character crept out from nowhere.
Thank you.
Sam, what did you think?
Fantastic. I mean, the thing is that I think it's a really tough script to pick up and do just off the bat.
Yes, totally. It really is.
You know, if you're just picking it up like you did, and if you've hardly ever seen it. I mean, let me tell you that everybody only saw the scripts, you know, literally, well, minutes ago. So they haven't had any time to prep them. That's the first time, literally, that Jess has read that out. So, I thought fantastic.
Excellent stuff. Let's see how Nikki did it, though, because this is always the nice bit of the show. We know there are different ways to read scripts, but
this is where I feel the pressure not to mess my own script up.
Exactly right. Do you know what? We feel that every week, so just go with it. It's all good.
I went to the doctor's surgery because I needed more pregabalin. But her behind reception says, I'm sorry, lovely, but you ain't having them. But I've used up all my packet. Things didn't go to plan. So I had to borrow some off my auntie from Cumbran. But her behind reception says, the doctor's cut your script in half. She thinks you're misusing them. Doctor thinks you're having a laugh. I need them for my nerves, I do. It's not like I got an addiction. Oh, just tell the doctor, will you please, that I need my Cohen prescription.
Well done. Do you know what I particularly liked? The doctor's cut your script in half. It's like, whoa, okay. I love that character.
We all know that doctor's receptionist.
I think that's my doctor's receptionist. I think so.
So, Nikki, was it done to picture?
No. Do you know, it was a lovely animation, but I didn't see any of that until the end. It was on a live directed session, and it was with the guy that had written it and who also did the animation.
God, no pressure.
And he just said to me, I would like a stereotypical girl that you would expect to possibly live in the valley. Sorry, anybody from the valleys. And I went to school with all of them. So I just used everyone that I knew and that I could think of, and every stereotype that I get asked to do all the time, put them all in one mixing bowl. And it was one of those dreamy sessions where I just did what came out of my mouth, and he went, great, that's it. And I was like, do you want a safety read? And I had to do a couple of extra later on in the script. There's a character called Dave who's a drug dealer.
Oh, so how long is it? How long is the whole piece then?
About 2.5-3 minutes.
Oh, well, okay.
But I had to redo Dave because he didn't come out right, first of all. But other than that, it was one of those lovely ones where let you have free rein.
Can you give us a line of Dave?
Oh, you don't want to go to it now, my lovely.
Another girl from the valleys. Lovely. It's gorgeous.
Well, of course, it's worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts we're working on, but we have changed some names and some details to avoid those pesky copyright issues. Remember, you can find both scripts that we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
You can indeed. And now,
after you, Sam.
Thank you. So, Jess, tell us a bit about your script.
Okay, so this is from a video game. I've recorded this for a demo last year in December. And it's a sort of castle builder game. And it's out, I think the demo is out on Steam now. I've obviously changed a few bits and pieces, but yeah, this is a character read. So
what's the character? Can you tell us a bit about the character?
Yes, the character is a baddie. Is a baddie who is essentially your first enemy in that castle building game. So you're going to have troops from that character attacking yours and trying to destroy your castle.
So they're a baddie and they're a queen?
Kind of, yes. They're quite regal sounding, so yes. That's what I can give you for now,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
It feels to me almost vampiric or Tudor, right. kind of old medieval times.
Medieval times, okay. Yeah. It's a sort of medieval castle builder kind of thing. Yes, absolutely.
And who is she describing at the moment?
She is talking to a chevalier, essentially, taunting him and telling him he's going to be toast, essentially.
Who's the she?
Oh, the she. It's her pet, so to speak. Oh. It's her pet.
Oh, mysterious. Okay. Mysterious. Yeah. So, because I did the first one, Sam, you get to do this
I
one.
I get
okay.
to do this one, okay. Right. She hungers for more than sunlight, Chevalier. She craves the crimson nectar of life. Your blood will make her bloom in splendor, just a taste. And she will coil around you, devouring your essence, until you're nothing more than a husk crumbling like leaves in autumn's grasp.
Woo! Nice. Nice.
Oh, okay. This felt different to the way I read it. I loved it, though.
It was very evocative, wasn't it?
Very evocative. It was definitely more assertive, like more oof. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it was really nice. Really liked what you did there.
But totally different from you.
Yes, yes, yes. It was very different from me. Also, because I think, if I remember correctly, there were some bits that I was like, okay, there's a comma here, there's a comma there. And I know commas and little punctuation. Yeah, no, but that... No, but
well,
that,
everybody that,
was great.
That listens to this podcast know that Sam doesn't like commas. You just ignore them.
No, that's unfair. I like
that's
a comma
a little
personally.
Unfair, yeah,
oh, but you know. Great pacing. It was so different from mine, but that worked so well. So yeah, loved it.
Jess, just one tiny thing. I'm going to get you to stand slightly closer to the mic when you do it, but we're going to get Nikki to do it first. So.
She hungers more than sunlight, Chevalier. She craves the crimson nectar of life. Your blood will make her bloom in splendor. Just a taste, and she will coil around you, devouring your essence until you are nothing more than a husk, crumbling like leaves in autumn's grasp.
Hey, oh. Nice. So Nikki, where were you in your mind?
I had kind of a captive, and my snake was making their way around that captive, and I was toying with them and teasing them.
I think you have much more of a sense of place, I think, than I did. When I was listening to you, I was thinking, do you know, I never thought about the place. I never thought about where I was physically in the world, but I got the impression that you really had done that.
Thank you.
Very good. But who knows how Jess may have done it a couple of... Is there anything you haven't told us, Jess, that we may have needed to know?
French accent, but that is about
come a bit closer so we can hear you.
It was a French accent, okay. But that's about it. Nikki's read was great, and I should have thought about the little laugh. I thought, that was nice. Great, I should have done that. That was great.
Well, the nice thing is you can do that in this read right now because we don't know what you did originally, so you can claim you did anyway.
Yes. Well. No, now everyone knows.
Exactly right.
And everyone in this room will know.
That is true. And the whole podcast world.
Absolutely.
Oh, indeed.
Well, let me see if I remember correctly.
Okay.
She hungers for more than sunlight, Chevalier. She craves the crimson nectar of life. Your blood will make her bloom in splendor. Just a taste, and she will coil around you, devouring your essence until you are nothing more than an husk, crumbling like leaves in autumn's grasp.
Can anybody guess what my favorite part of that was?
An usk,
absolutely, 100%, that was my favourite. That was beautiful, and really not what I was expecting at all. Sam, what about you?
Oh, was it not?
I wondered, it was
so intense, though, yep. And it sort of grew in intensity. So I wondered if Nikki and I had done it too slow.
Potentially, yeah.
And I wondered if it was going to be a lot angrier, but no, that was that the intensity of that kind of push of it, I thought was fantastic.
Nikki, tell us your thoughts on Jess's read. What did you think?
What a seductive baddie.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why everyone was like, oh, at the end, yeah, because it was a baddie that you like. Because
absolutely. So the best kind of baddie, because they're evil, but you don't know they're evil. Ooh, layers upon layers upon layers. Well, let's move on to the wild card part of the show, shall we? Our favourite bit. Time to approach these scripts in a very different way.
Yes, a very different way, because our lovely audience will be suggesting wildcard ideas.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
It'll be fine. Okay. It'll be fine. Okay. Trust me. Okay. So they're going to suggest the wildcard ideas for all of us, but just so it doesn't get too crazy, we have four people, I think, who are going to come up and introduce themselves, give us the wildcard, and then tell us who they want to do the wild card and
which script?
Okay, so wildcarder number one, could you make your way to the mic and come and introduce yourself and tell us what the wildcard is and who you would like to do it and for which script?
Hello, I'm Vicky Jo Eva, and I would like you to do it in the style of a mad scientist. The second script. Okay. Jess, please.
Ooh, Jess. Oh, in the style of a mad scientist, Jess. Nice. So this is your script. So it's slightly easier that it's your script in the mad scientist.
I wonder if it's more difficult when it's your
maybe,
script.
Maybe. So you've got to get a completely different character for you.
Okay.
It's very unfair making Jess go first, I have to say. I mean, I thank you for it, but you know.
All right.
Oh, she hungers for more than sunlight, Chevalier. She craves the crimson nectar of life. Your blood will make her bloom in splendor. Oh, just a taste, and she will coil around you. Oh, devouring your essence until you are nothing more than a husk. Ooh, crumbling like leaves in autumn's gasp.
Amazing.
I loved it I love the way you kind of, you know, you were doing your potion bit at the end there. It was, and very joyous.
But Sam, I wasn't expecting the mad scientist to be French still. I was like, I think that surprised everybody, didn't it?
I think that was a good choice.
It was a really good choice. Absolutely, absolutely. Nicely done. All right, wildcarder number two, come to the mic, please.
Hello. It's Katie Moore.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. I've got a wildcard question. Good question. I want you to read, Mark.
Oh, okay.
The first script again.
Oh, thanks.
But this time, as if you get to a really juicy bit of erotica.
I mean, I think I've said before on the podcast that I have done 0898 numbers in the past. So it's like, oh my God. So juicy erotica.
It's like, IVR erotica.
No, I know. Yeah.
Completely different.
Oh, I know.
Audio fiction.
Absolutely. I went to the doctor's surgery because I needed more pregabalin. But her behind reception says, I'm sorry, lovely. But you ain't having them. But I've used up all my packet. Things didn't go to plan. So I've had to borrow some off my auntie from Cumbran. But her behind reception says, the doctor's cut your script in half. She thinks you're misusing them. Doctor thinks you're having a laugh. I need them for my nerves, I do. It's not like I've got a addiction. But just tell the doctor, will you? I need my Karen prescription.
God, I am so sorry about that. I only apologise from the depths of my heart that it actually took... Well, I don't know what you were doing. You were doing.
Fortunately, it's only acting, right? It was something.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it
was. Yes, really it was only acting.
Apologies. Could we have our third wild carder, please?
How'd you top that?
I know.
Quite easily, I reckon.
Hi, I'm Karen Esposito, and I'd like Nikki to read as if there is an angry bee trapped in your booth and the door is stuck. And I want you to read Jess's script, please.
She hungers for more than sunlight. She craves the crimson nectar of life. Your blood will make her bloom with splendor. Just a taste, commanding splendor. Just a taste, and she'll call around you, devouring you. Your essence until you're nothing more than a husk. Crumbling in the leaves of autumn.
I've got some wasp spray, love. Do you want it?
I think I might have peaked.
Possibly so. Possibly so. Oh, so, we know who's doing wildcard number four, because there is only one of us left. But who is our fourth wildcarder, please?
Hello, I'm Perdita Lawton. And my wild card suggestion is a happy dog when she finds out she's going on a walk. And I'm going to love Sam doing it. And the e-learning script, please. Nikki's.
Oh, thank Nikki's script.
Okay.
A happy dog.
Happy so, dog. No, like happy dog. Going on a walk, was it?
Yeah.
It's like marks again.
Oh, I went to the doctor's surgery because I needed more pregabalin. Oh, but her behind reception says, oh, I'm sorry, lovely, but you ain't having them. Oh, haven't I used up all my packet? Things didn't go to plan, so I had to borrow some off my auntie in Cabran. Oh, but her behind reception says, oh, the doctor's cut your script in half. She thinks you're misusing them. The doctor thinks you're having a... Oh, ooh, I love. It's not like I need them for my nerves, I do. Ooh, it's not like I've got an addiction. But tell the doctor, will you please? Ooh, I need my cowing prescription.
Now, for those of you listening in audio, Nikki and I were standing behind Sam while she was doing it. And Nikki, genuinely, she was wagging her imaginary tail the whole time through it. It's like little wiggle there. I love that. That was amazing. So that is, ladies and gentlemen, the wildcard section of the show. Yay! And of course, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth, as we've said before, we've put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself.
Yes, so this is the bit where we ask a question.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be fun if our studio audience, so somebody from the audience, came up with something for all of us. So would you like to give us a question?
Oh, yes. Oh, I see who's coming up to the mic. Come along then.
And it is Nano Nagel. Ah. And I'm going to ask you all this question. What is the one piece of advice you would give to someone to ensure a long career?
Oh, what's the piece of advice you would give to someone to ensure a long career in voiceover? Let's bring in the ladies over here. Nikki, any thoughts?
I'm not sure if I can advise on a long career, being as I'm only 4 years in, but
this
hopefully...
This feels like a lot longer, right?
twisting it very slightly, for a happy and successful career, I would say tread your own path. Don't worry too much about what everyone else is doing. And I think it's very true that comparison is the thief of joy. As long as you just take joy in your own little successes, don't worry too much about what's going on in other people's lives.
Yeah, I like that. Great advice. Great advice. Absolutely. Jess, what are your thoughts?
I've been a little even less... less time than Nikki has in the industry, but this really echoes true what you said. And to top it off, I think people who are new like me sometimes can get really into their heads, but also they forget that even the people who might have had long careers or in bigger positions of power per se, they forget that they're also people. And they want to have a nice and decent conversation with you. They want to get to know you as a person, and you should strive to do that too, to just get to know them as people, instead of treating them like these like inaccessible things out there. And yeah, if you're going to be making connections, ensure that you have the interest of getting to know the person rather than actually just making that connection and just building up a list of numbers and that's all they are. So that's my piece of advice,
good
really.
Good advice. Yeah, absolutely. Sam, I've got a much more possibly simple piece of advice than that.
He's taken his glasses off as well.
I think it's about being nice to everyone. Be nice to the engineer. Be nice to the producer. Be nice to the client. Because equally, you don't know who's going to book you again. The nicer experience you can make them have with you, even if it's remote recording and you're in your booth, or even if you're self-directing and then you're sending it to them, the efficiency is fine. Yes, they've booked you to do the job, but if you're nice about it, they're far more likely to have a great experience and come back again.
Yeah, no, that's true. Very true. So I would echo.
I didn't get a round of applause for mine. Things.
Oh, oh. Hey.
I stunned them into
silence.
Yes,
he did. He did now. So I agree. I absolutely echo or actually everything that everybody said. So in terms of, yeah, knowing, understanding your casting and just being at peace with, you know, who you are and what you bring to their party, as it were. But the other thing is, I think, is that kind of, is remembering that it's really very rarely personal if you don't get a job.
Yes. Mm.
So
absolutely.
And that there are a whole raft of people that we think we're just connecting with that one person who's booking us, but actually we've got to often impress a whole load of people. Yeah. But also, we're part of a bigger puzzle, part of a bigger picture. And if somebody else has been cast, say in a game or something, or in an audio drama or something where there's more than one of you, if somebody else has been cast that sounds even a little bit like you, then you're probably not going to make it, however brilliant you are.
Yeah.
And it's the same with everything. You might not vibe with somebody in the mix. And there can be a number of different reasons, and it's very rarely that you weren't good enough. It's usually to do with something entirely different. So being robust about it.
The whole thing that we've talked about before as well, you might be the best chicken in the room, but if they're looking for beef, you ain't ever going to get the job, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's
yeah,
the thing.
Absolutely.
So, well, we've come to the end of the show. A great, great thanks to Nikki Mills and Jess Lambert. I will make sure that all of your details are put in the show notes so that people can look you up and book you for being so blooming brilliant as well.
And you can also find the lovely script in the show notes for practice.
Lovely-ish scripts. That is it for this week. Thanks again to wonderful Nikki Mills and Jess Lambert. And, of course, our studio audience. They think they were the best, that's why. Like, we'll be back next week with more voiceover scripts and another guest when we'll be asking...
How do you say that?
How do you say that?